Today, San Bernardino is trending on Twitter, but it's not for a reason that city leaders like. Last night, the San Bernardino City Council voted to seek bankruptcy protection, which would make the city the third in California to file in the last 2 weeks after Stockton and Mammoth Lakes. The city also becomes the second largest in the whole country to file after a situation so dire officials said they couldn't cover payroll through the summer. San Bernardino Mayor Patrick Morris is on the line. Mr. Mayor, not a day mayors like to see.
Nope. Some would say it's a very dark day. Well, we've been hit, I would suggest, by a perfect financial storm.
And what would that be?
Well, you've got the nation's crushing recession that has hit us particularly hard. But that's been exacerbated by escalating pension costs and lucrative labor contracts that have been agreed to by the council before the big recession hit. And then finally, the decision by the governor and the legislature to eliminate redevelopment agencies in California, which in our city and in many others backfilled a lot of our general fund obligations. The complete obliteration of that resource put us in a world of hurt.
A lot of cities would echo problems that you listed, but you seem to have another one we just want to address quickly because it jumped out at us from the LA Times coverage of this. They say that the city attorney, James Penman, said that city budget officials falsified documents presented to you, the mayor, and the council for 13 of the last 16 years, that the deficit spending was hidden. Did you know about this?
No. I mean, that is Mr. Penman's proclamation that he made last night at the council meeting, and you'll have to confer with him about what evidence he may have in that regard.
Well, again, he told the Los Angeles Times that the budget that was given showed the city in the black, that you and the council weren't given accurate documents. If true, I'm assuming that there's going to be, you know, perhaps even criminal proceedings there. But so you had not heard about this.
No, you'll have to consult Mr. Penman on that pronouncement.
Okay. Well, it's pretty shocking, but it also sounds as if the city did know. I mean, we know that, you know, for years that you've been negotiating concessions from employees, cutting the workforce. You have been aware of fiscal issues.
When I first came in as mayor in 2006, I brought in an auditing team on fiscal management for our city, a group called Management Partners, and they did a complete drill down on all aspects of our city's budget, and they described it then as a fragile condition. We did not have sufficient reserves with which to survive the free fall in the economy, and we had in previous years given out these remarkably generous benefits, particularly to police and fire, which means that they can retire at the age of 50 with literally 100% of their salary.
And Mr. Mayor, you know that unions would say that, particularly when it comes to firefighters, these are people who do backbreaking work. They, you know, need to retire early. They feel they deserve, you know, for their service, and they deserve the benefits they get. You are going to become the mayor that has to, as other cities have, you know, have these debates. We just reported on Vallejo, California, that was able to renegotiate so that people coming in new to some of these public worker jobs have different kinds of packages. You're going to have to face that going forward. We know that a bankruptcy is bad because it ruins credit rating and you can't borrow. But on the other hand, you can hold on to some of your cash and not pay off debts. But how do you think you're going to turn this around?
Well, we have to come up with a plan. We're going to maintain, with the assistance of the court, our essential services. The reality is I've said, Robin, we have been living a life that's simply been unaffordable. I mean, think about it. As a people, we're living longer and healthier lives, but to step away from a job, any job, at the age of 50, and retire with literally 100% of your wages for the next 30 to 40 years, you're on the taxpayer's dime well beyond the life of your employment. Yeah. You know, I'm a mayor at 74 years old, still hitting, I hope, on 8 cylinders. But to think about leaving the workforce at the age of 50 in any job seems remarkably unwise for the individual as well as for those who pay his or her service rewards.
That's San Bernardino, California Mayor Patrick Morris after last night's city council vote that the city seek bankruptcy protection. Mayor Morris, we wish you the best of luck, and let the debate begin. Thank you.
Robin, thanks for the call.